This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
He is one half of what I happen to feel is the best play-by-play announcing team in all of baseball. And thankfully, he works for the San Diego Padres.
Driven to right field. High, deep, and it is gone! Into a sea of San Diegans! High drive, deep right field. We are all in the crowd zone! Machado hits one to right center field. Manny Machado stands alone as the Padres' all-time home run leader! Man, oh man, oh Manny!
Good morning, Don Orsillo.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Dude, I'm so excited to talk to you.
I appreciate that. Very kind of you.
So I'm wondering, Don. Hi, I'm Tammy, by the way. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, Tammy. Nice to meet you.
I'm wondering if I shouldn't ask my questions first, because once John starts going, it's going to be kind of tough, and I don't want to cut him off. All right.
Okay. It's all cool. Oh, it's all good.
Don, you have seemingly two big hobbies, fishing and cooking. Which one do you like best and why?
You nailed it. 100%. They're both things I do to make me kind of relax, I guess. It's what I like to do to kind of clear my mind. So when I'm not doing baseball or working, I find that fishing and cooking are both very relaxing to me. And I would have to say, if I had to pick one, the fishing would probably be the best, just because it's when I'm certainly my most relaxed, because I'm out in the boat, I'm out in the bay, on the water. And even if I don't catch fish, which is, by the way, most of the time, it's still relaxing.
Whenever you post any of your cooking videos, you have a nickname for your restaurant that you cook for.
Yes, Donatangelo. And I'll tell you exactly where it's from. My grandfather's name was Donatangelo, and he came from Italy to the United States and brought my family over here. And when they got here, they changed the name from Donatangelo to Donald to Americanize it. How disappointing is that? I'd be so much cooler if I was Donatangelo.
What does one have to do to get an invitation reservation for your restaurant, which is his house, by the way? But
Tammy, for you, it's open anytime. We will take your reservation anytime you'd like to come over. It's a very small restaurant. It's one table. It has six chairs, and usually there are a few empty, so anytime.
We are talking to Don Orsillo, the television voice of our San Diego Padres. Are you Don over there?
I am.
Okay,
see,
yes.
Now you
awesome.
Get to go, John.
Awesome.
And go.
Don, I have so many questions I want to ask you. First of all, your legendary catchphrases, the man, oh man, oh Manny, to the into the sea of San Diegans, into the crone zone. Are these nuggets that you think of and write down, or are you just that freaking good that the second something happens, when the rest of us would be screaming obscenities or incoherentness, you've got these masterful catchphrases ready to go? Are you just that good?
First of all, thanks so much for that. I really appreciate that, John. I they do just kind of come up, and some go away because they're not awesome. I will use it. I'll say it, and I'll be like, I don't like it, you know. But the other ones that I think of Slam Diego and some of the other ones that kind of just happen. And they stick, and they just kind of go with it. But yeah, no, they definitely just kind of come up.
Well, my girlfriend was so irritated with me last year with all of our walk-offs, with all the Don Orsillo imitations I was doing as we were walking out of the stadium to seemingly no one, just screaming it because I just love you so much. But has anyone ever considered a Don Orsillo sound-alike contest?
I don't know that they have, but I bet you're pretty close.
John, why don't you go ahead and audition for Don right now?
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Do it. Go ahead.
Okay.
What do you got?
You want the sea or you want the Mano Manny? You pick, Don.
Let's go see a San Diego.
Into a sea of San Diegans!
That's pretty good. That's very good.
Don't toy with me, Don Russillo.
No, that's very good. Very good.
Okay, my next question about that. I was playing Major League Baseball. I'm sorry, a younger person I know that was playing Major League Baseball in the show video game.
A friend of yours?
Perhaps, yes. They have Into a Sea of San Diegans. The announcers don't say it, but it's printed on the Major League Baseball's The Show when, you know, one of our Padres goes yard. That was your catchphrase. Do the Padres or Major League Baseball own it after you say it, or can you collect on that?
No, sadly, they own me and that.
Gotcha. Okay. That's the price you pay for having one of the best jobs in the world.
It is. I mean, absolutely. There's only 30 of us who have this job.
God, that's just so amazing.
I'm very thankful.
I would imagine just as thankful as we are to have you and Mark Grant as our broadcasting team on television. Don Russillo, the television voice of the San Diego Padres. More with him coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We are back, super excited to be talking to San Diego broadcasting legend, baseball broadcasting legend, Don Russillo, on the eve of the home opener.
I appreciate that. Very kind of you.
I've followed your career since you were in Boston, and so thankful that Boston lost their mind and just basically gave you to us, because we ended up having, I think, two of the best baseball announcers in the country with you and Mudd. And the fun that you have, the chemistry that you guys have, it's so obvious. You guys aren't afraid to get loose. You're not afraid to rip on each other. You're not afraid to show your disdain when the umpires screw up. It's honest. It's real. And it's what more announcing should be. So consider this just more praise on you and Mark, just for the joy that you bring, the excitement that you bring the San Diego Padres baseball fans. From what I've heard from our friends at 97.3 The Fan, our sister station, there is a very, very positive, even more so than last year, vibe to this year's clubhouse, which they think could be enough to make them up to that upper tier team again. What are your thoughts on that?
First of all, thanks for the kind words. That is so nice of you. I absolutely love it here in San Diego. This was the greatest move I could possibly make. And I was here about 10 minutes and realized how much I wanted to be here for the rest of my career. I don't want to go anywhere else. This is my home, and I love it here so much. And thankfully, the Padres have felt the same way, taking care of me and to assure that I'll be here, which I am so thankful to Eric Grubner and the Padres, because they have been everything to me. And the fact that they kind of reciprocated just made things even better. So I'll start there.
Cool.
But second of all, I agree with you 100%. Last year ended very poorly, up 2-1 in the series against the Dodgers, and all of a sudden you don't score for 24 innings. Coming into spring training this year, a much different vibe in that clubhouse. Think of the character that's in there already, led by Manny Machado and the guys that he has around him. I mean, Fernando now is a veteran. He knows what to expect from every year. Xander Bogaerts is part of that conversation. Luis Arraez. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm feeling it. And I think they're a little more relaxed this year so far coming in. I don't think they're worried about the rest of the division, because the division did get better for the most part. Certainly the team to the north. But I don't think they're concerned about that.
I love that you said that. One thing I picked up on while listening to a Padres interview was, we know the Dodgers are the Dodgers. We know they're going to be there. We don't care. Get to the postseason, and we got to beat them in 5 games. We're taking care of our business. You know, we're not looking in the rear view. We're looking through the windshield, and I'm just so excited for opening day.
I can't wait. I mean, opening day is always the coolest day of the year for me, but I'm certainly excited about this year's group. And I did leave one guy out who I know you guys are a huge fan of, and that's Jackson Merrill. I love that kid.
I love that kid, you know, too, just so much.
Oh, my God. Watching him last year was so much fun, and he is such a good dude.
I have one more quick question for you, honey. Does it ever go through your mind as you're doing these games that you are putting memories in little people's brains that will be there forever and bring back fabulous memories? Because some of the best memories I have is listening to Bob Uecker with the Milwaukee Brewers with my dad out on the back porch.
First of all, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Uke, because he was a giant in our industry, and we just lost him, and he was the kindest, funniest, nicest man you'll ever meet, and was really good to me when I broke in. So I'm glad you mentioned Bob Uecker. Answer your question? No. You know, it's funny. You know, you hear from people all the time, hey, you made this event for me, or what you said is something I'll never forget. But when you're doing it, you're not really thinking about it.
Well, here's to the day that someone 30, 40 years from now says to you, gosh, you know, you gave me some of the best, you know, afternoons of my life with my dad or my mom or my brother, you know.
I'll just say it right now while compiling my Don Orsillo greatest hits audio. Thank you. And thank you on behalf of San Diego. And go freaking Padres.
Thank you so much for all of that. I'm looking forward to the season like none other. So very excited, and we'll see you guys at the yard.
Don Orsillo, give our best to Mud, okay? And here's to a successful, awesome, memory-filled 2025 San Diego Padres season.
Let's go.
Thank you, honey.
Hey, can I do one more?
Oh,
one
God.
More?
Jesus,
hey,
God. Okay.
Let's go.
Man, oh, man, oh, many!
Oh, so good.
Oh, I love it. Thanks, Don Orsillo.
Thanks, honey.
Thanks, guys.
Remember, we get things started at 9:30 for our Padres opening day pre-party. Rockin' Baja Lobster, 5th Avenue location in Gaslamp, 9:30 to 11:30, giving out Boots in the Park tickets, too. Go Padres. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.